This week, I've got with me in studio Quinn Gresham from the Arrowrock Lyceum Theater. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you've been here a couple times before, and you sat down with Darren and done a preview of the upcoming season.
Right.
But none of those previews will work this time because they're all in the past.
It all changes.
We're looking ahead to the 2016-2017 season. To give folks some context, where is Arrowrock, Missouri?
Arrowrock is about 45 minutes from Columbia, just on I-70. There are signs on the highway that will guide you through the rolling hills of mid-Missouri. It's a beautiful drive, an easy drive. Arrowrock is, for those folks that haven't actually been there, one of the most amazing places I've ever seen. If you imagine a tiny, tiny little Williamsburg, Virginia, stuck right here in the heart of Missouri, that's what it's like. The Friends of Arrowrock have done an amazing job recreating and restoring and protecting 19th century architecture in Arrowrock. So wandering the streets of Arrowrock, you feel as though you are participating in a completely different time. And as such, cell phones work poorly. It's a wonderful place.
And you can go there anytime and visit the state historic site that's run by the Department of Natural Resources. You can just walk through the small town.
For a town of 56 people, Arrowrock has an awful lot to offer. We have a variety of bed and breakfasts, shops, several terrific restaurants. I can't overstate that. Also, we have a pretty darn good theater up on the hill.
And the season starts just about 3 weeks from today.
Moments away. We open our season on June 1st. We begin rehearsals actually a week from today. So already the beehive is starting to churn in Arrowrock. Our scene shop is hard at work building our first show, as is the costume shop. And like I say, in about a week, a whole bunch of actors will fly in from New York City to start rehearsal for our first show, which is the Lyceum premiere of Funny Girl.
And that starts June 1st. It runs through June the 11th there at the Arrowrock Lyceum Theater. Details are online at lyceumtheater.org. Before we get into the great reveal and we talk about the performances for this season, what's the year like for you? I guess I'm most interested in how do you lure these actors from New York to come to a town of 56 in central Missouri?
There are two very common questions that I often face. One of them is, what do you do when you're not doing shows? Well, the truth is we're getting ready to do shows. It is a year-round, all-hands-on-deck process. The second most common question I get is, what do you do to get these actors to come spend a summer or a portion of the summer in Arrowrock? The truth is there's no real bribery required. I love this. Here we are in population 56 Arrowrock. Go to New York City, which is considerably larger. And we received this year more than 12,000 submissions from New York City performers that wanted to be considered to audition for our season. 12,000. And we, of course, can't see all of them. We see about maybe 400 and choose maybe 50 or 60 of those 400.
So you go to New York for your auditions.
And we spend 2 weeks there casting each year.
And the word is out on the street. So some of these people are just, I'm going to apply for everything, but there's a cohort that's familiar with the work.
Many people come into our audition room and say, I know such and such. They told me about the wonderful experience they had in Arrowrock. I really would love to see that and be a part of it. Here we are, New York City, population 8 million. Arrowrock, population 56, is actually known, and that is a thrilling experience for me. We'll talk about this more, I know, but in our production of Funny Girl, which is going to open our season, we have a young woman named Hannah Shankman who's going to play Fanny Bryce, the funny girl of Funny Girl. She was one of about 65 actors that we saw for that particular role, and you want to imagine a small room, not much larger than the studio, honestly, where we're seeing these actors one after the other in about 2 to 3 minute increments, all singing Don't Rain on My Parade one after the other. No one needs to hear that song that often. When Hannah came in, we were immediately captivated by her. But we saw on her resume that she was currently in the Broadway production of Wicked. I thought, well, that means we surely aren't going to be able to hire her. She's already gainfully employed, on Broadway, no less. But as it turns out, she was able to take a four-week leave from Wicked to come out to Missouri to perform this role. It's one that she's always wanted to play. And again, it's just a great indicator of how much folks want to come out and work with us. And I will say that it is not exclusively the experience of working with great artists in a great theater. It's also playing for one of the best audiences in the United States. And that sounds like the wonderful sort of soundbite that I'm supposed to give. But the truth is, our audiences laugh louder, they clap harder, they cry more. It is the most engaged audience I've ever seen. And all of our artists, whether they're on stage or off, respond to that and really feel the value of their work as it is reflected back from our great audience.
For those who haven't made the trip out to Arrow Rock before to see a show, what's the house like there when you do your performances?
It seats 408. The original Lyceum Theater, which opened in 1961, we're now in our 56th season, was an old Baptist church dating back to the mid-19th century. That building now serves as our lobby. And the main performance space today is a 408-seat theater that was built in 1993.
So when the Lyceum Theater is not using it, do other groups come in and use it for performances?
Not necessarily, although we do, we try outside of our core season to find opportunities to bring in other performances. We had a terrific performance by the Texas Tenors early in March. Just this past weekend, we had two hilarious comedians performing the Baby Boomer comedy show. So there are things happening outside of our core season. We like to keep busy.
So we mentioned Funny Girl debuts June the 1st. That's a Wednesday.
That's right.
What's on tap after Funny Girl?
After Funny Girl, we have the musical adaptation of Charles Dickens' novel Oliver Twist, Oliver! Which follows the lost orphan Oliver Twist as he searches for a home and a family and love, most importantly. We have a terrific Colombian, actually, playing Oliver Twist. His name is Spencer Rainwater. Spencer's other siblings, Abby, Cooper, and Parker, are also in the show. It is a very talented family, all from right here in Columbia, so we're excited that they're going to be a part of that. And for folks familiar with the Lyceum, they will remember from last year's season, Don Richard, who played a number of roles for us. He was the wicked innkeeper in Les Mis, in many other roles. He played the father in the Will Rogers Follies. He's coming back from Chicago to play the pivotal role of Fagin, who is the tutor of the various pickpockets in London.
That's the voice of Quinn Gresham with the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater. He's making orphanhood humorous with Oliver, June 18th through the 26th. It follows Funny Girl, which kicks off the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater's 2016-2017 season on Wednesday, June the 1st. So for over 56 years, it's the 56th season now, the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater has been bringing professional theater to the heart of Missouri. That's their tagline, and I guess it's your job to say this, but you feel like it gets better and better every year?
I'm always asked at the end of a season by one of our more enthusiastic fans, how do you beat this? This was as good as we can imagine. And my response is always, and this is not I'm not bragging when I say this, but it is a real core mission for me and for our staff to always do better than we've done before. We always need to be growing and surprising our audience. You know, Tinkerbell is dying and everybody claps and that's what brings her back to life. Well, that's kind of what happened. So between 2005 and today, the theater's budget has almost doubled. We're experiencing, I won't say a comfortable level of anything, because we never really allow ourselves to feel too comfortable. We are a not-for-profit and we live up to that. It's very important to us that we are able to offer our ticket sales at a very reasonable price, because I want everyone to be able to participate in what we do.
Do you get to act in any of the performances, or are you way too busy operating at the 30,000-foot level?
I do actually occasionally appear on stage. I might appear at some point this season. I'm the cheapest actor I know, so it's always a cost-saving measure to hire myself.
A That's Quinn Gresham. He has assembled actors to perform a series of plays that will happen in Arrow Rock, Missouri, starting June the 1st with Funny Girl. The season runs through December 23rd, when the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater wraps up with A Christmas Carol. Between now and then, it's Million Dollar Quartet, Ken Ludwig's The Fox on the Fairway, The Caine Mutiny Court Martial, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Nile, 1776, and Oliver. We mentioned Funny Girl kicks it all off. You can find details about these shows, when they are, and how to get to Arrow Rock, Missouri on their website, lyceumtheater.org. Quinn, I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.